duše. My, bratia, kozaci, bratia, sestry, kozáckého rodu, u srdci živé. Ukrajina, rodi moji, Ukrajina, diaspora, diaspora. Diaspora, 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 ah, diaspora. Pokažem vždy, my noví kozaky, inozemci, kozáckého rodu, my tiši tvojí, Ukrajino, tiši tvojí, Ukrajino, diaspora, 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 diaspora.
England, that was the Ukrainians opening this week's show with the title track of their most recently released CD, Diaspora, and that is one of about, I think, half a dozen or so that they've released now, and you can find out exactly how many and get the scoop on all their CDs at their website, which is the-ukrainians.com. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачі «Наш голос», яка передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie, your host, having a little bit of trouble talking. Hopefully that'll straighten out as the show goes along. It's great to have you with me here on «Наш голос». So whether you're listening on shortwave, FM, online, or in flight, or to the podcast, welcome, vitaju. We have a great program lined up for you. Vasyl Pavlovsky will be by with his cultural capsule, and this will be an extended version. He'll be talking about a very interesting and unusual addition to the Ukrainian-Canadian cultural scene. And we'll also have our usual proverb of the week and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, we have Vasyl Popadyuk, and he is formerly from Ukraine and Toronto. He's now living in Ottawa, and he is a virtuoso violinist who I first heard of back in 1993 when the group he was with, the Hopak Ukrainian Folk Dance Company, was touring Canada and performed here in Vancouver. And this group has since disbanded because, like Vasyl, most of the members decided to stay in Canada. But Vasyl has recorded several CDs. This is from one that he recorded some years back called 10,000 Miles. And here he is now with a tune called Somewhere in Bukovina.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming, the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через вебсайт cjsf.ca.
From Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, that was Tut Itam, which translates, of course, into from Ukrainian as Here and There, and that is from the first CD that they recorded, which is self-titled, and that number was Cheyesh Topolichko, The Unplowed Field. And before them, you heard Privit from Montreal, from their second CD, Zaklakanya, and Nizlo I Nizlamane, The Unbroken Wing. Up next, another Saskatoon, Saskatchewan artist. This is from her brand new CD, recently released just before Christmas, Ukrainian Roots, Teresa Sukirka, and an Ivasyuk classic, Yapiduv Daleki Hore.
Я піду в далекі гори на широкі полонини і попрошу вітру зборів, аби він спав до днини, щоб летів на вільних крилах на кече. Чорні брови, мила моя, люба моя, світи ясен світ. Я несу в очах до тебе весь блакитний світ. Я несу як вітер з полонини полетіти не захоче, все одно. знайду дівчину, чорні брові, карі очі. Перейду я бістрі ріки і без киди брові, і шляхи мені покажуть, карі очі, чорні брові. Я несу в очах до тебе весь блакитний світ. Я несу любов за журу, мрію молоду. І сади цвіту для мене, як до тебе.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Yeah.
from Manitoba, brother and sister duo Anne Pleskatch and Bill Sherbatuk, from a CD that they released just last year, Vachir or Evening, and that was Oi Tatiana. Up next, a bit of a trip down memory lane. Here is an artist that many Canadians will recognize, Ukrainian or not. This is a song, though, that she recorded before she became well-known as the recording artist Luba, very popular back in the 1980s. Yes, Calm Before, or The Storm Before the Calm, and a few others very well-known. And here she is now from a recording that she made probably when she was a teenager, and a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Dana.
Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule Extended, especially for Nash Holos.
Today on Cultural Capsule Extended, we have a special guest. His name is Charlie Sakuma, and Charlie hails originally from Japan, emigrated to Canada, and now is living in Edmonton. And I've always been wondering, Charlie, As someone who's Japanese heritage, how is it that you came across playing Ukraine's national instrument, the bandura?
Well, what happened is about, I think it's 98, when I settled Edmonton somehow. So I've seen that Ukrainian dance here, and that's quite shocked and amazed. That's such a wonderful dance I never seen. And most of the Japanese knows it's called the Cossack dance, but basically they don't know what exactly Cossack dance. But I think I found that's the result, or that's the Cossack dance, it's the Hopak.
You're right. So that sort of drew you into Ukrainian culture as a whole in some way, correct?
That's correct. Big difference.
So you shortly after that, I guess you started playing bandura?
No, actually, but I've been playing about 11 years now.
Been playing for 11 years now. And obviously, over that 11 years, you've developed. And recently, I saw a picture of you with a friend of mine in Kyiv by the name of Taras Selenko.
Right.
How was it that you ended up in Kyiv, and what was the reaction of the local Ukrainians there?
Well, actually, it's a long story about, because each year, my first time in Ukraine in 2005, and this trip, number four. So each trip, I've seen so many people involved. Let's say your friend Taras, he's my first bandura instructor in Kyiv. Let's say first time in visiting yeah. Ukraine. So that's actually, you know, like 5 years later, I've seen him again and pretty happy.
So what was it that actually drew you to, drew you to playing the bandura? It was something, I guess, for everybody, it's actually quite exotic, because it's not a guitar. What got you interested in playing bandura?
Well, yeah, okay, basically, one is my background. My childhood, my mother taught me such a Japanese instrument that's called a shamisen. So that is like a wooden banjo with three strings. So that's I've been playing, and after that switched to guitar. So that's my musical background. And the pickup bandura, that's because I wanted to join the Ukrainian dance at the beginning. And I phoned at least 30 different companies in the Edmonton area, but no one phoned me except a couple of big names. But they said, sorry, you need a background or experience. And of course, I don't have a Ukrainian background and no dance experience, such a Ukrainian dance. So that's, I decided, okay, I can't join. So, but at least I can do something Ukrainian culture. Uh-huh. And I've seen the bandura. That's the story begins.
Wow. So it was through the dance that drew you to bandura. And now if we can just get back to your most recent trip to Kyiv. You did mention that you'd been, this was, I guess, your fourth trip, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So what was your first impression when you landed in Ukraine, say, in 2005? Taras Selenko was your bandura instructor. So I guess you went there with the intention of improving your skills on the bandura.
Yeah, actually, that's tons of preparation before I go. But first of all, when I started learning bandura, I met the guy whose name is Brian Charovic, who's a band. It's called Kuba Song. I think, yeah, okay, he's a very popular guy. So somehow I met him as a music friend, and he introduced the guy who's in playing a bandura in New York. His name is Julian Kitaski. He came to Edmonton probably over 10 years ago. Well, he comes every couple of years, and I thought I can do it. So then I started learning bandura, and at the same time, there's Dr. Andrew Horniakiewicz. He's learning from him. Maybe a few years later, I got the contact from one Ukrainian dance company that's called the Velkovina Ensemble and Dunai Dancers. So finally, I joined the dance.
Great.
So I was so excited, and they accepted me as their first Japanese-Ukrainian dancer. And instructors are great. Tanya Hishka and Paul Hishka, those from Shimka Dancers. So they taught me many years, and even they put me on the show. So I played bandura and dancing, you know, both of them. I'm so excited. So the time being so fast, so I, you know, really wanted going to Ukraine, and plus I like to have my own instrument. Mm-hmm. So I found the information that Ukrainian dance summer camp in Kiev, that's Virsky company. So I was joined as like a workshop member.
Okay.
So that's about 2 weeks program, but after that I just stayed myself just a little bit, and there's a couple Japanese people I know. Other than that, I have no way to survive in Ukraine myself. Can't speak any Ukrainian. So they actually found me, the Taras, as an instructor. So that's how I met him.
Oh, wow. They were probably pretty surprised. Wait a second, we got this Japanese guy playing bandura. How did people react to it? To just the fact that you're Japanese and you're playing their national Ukrainian instrument.
I don't know their reaction, because it's a simple reason. When I play in front of those people, I'm a very nervous type of guy. So I have no chance to look.
Yeah.
And maybe that tells it, because at the time, there's tons of cameras in the game.
Oh, clearly, so you were, as they say, exotica for them.
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
So do you have any, say, favorite bandura pieces that you personally enjoy playing and you enjoy listening to?
Well, let's say, you know, from Canada, there's Victor Michello. Yeah, that actually took me more attention about the bandura. Such like a possibility as a new instrument to me. Because he plays such as a piano.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the bandura just playing like a folk music and guitar. But, you know, he just play as, let's say, more technical and a classical technique, so on. And I was so surprised. Oh my God, that's so good. But at the same time, I thought, wait a minute, that's too difficult to me. I don't know. So that's the start. And there's a West Canada. The lady's name is Ruta Yawani.
Never heard of her.
Never heard that.
No.
Actually, she makes a couple CDs and cassette tapes that I have directly from her. Quite a nice piece. Actually, she helped me such a new piece, and she sent me some music and so on. So she helped me a lot at the beginning. And in Ukraine, so my trip 2005 till just 2 weeks ago, every time I go there, Lviv. And there's a master bandurist whose name is Professor Harasimenko. He developed a new type of bandura, such as bandura makes like advantage playing a classic or all possibility. And his student, now it's a big name of Ukraine, my instructor as well, that Taras Razalkovich and Olef Sozansky, those two people is my favorite.
So, Charlie, I really like to thank you for your time. Is there anything you'd like to wish the listeners of Nash Holos? And
well, I don't have such a big comment, but most of North American, like Ukrainian, Canadian, Ukrainian American, those people understand that their culture is great, so rich, and they proud of it. But I just want to try to, like a Ukrainian people in Ukraine, just want to tell them, so such a, you have a wonderful culture, and you know, just to be proud of your Ukrainian, that's great.
Well, Charlie, thank you very much. It was nice to sort of get to know you a bit better, and I'm sure some people could learn by your example about their own cultures. The fact that you've clearly accepted a foreign culture to you, it seems that at least in the Edmonton community, you're quite accepted.
Yeah, that's I'm also, you know, appreciate their using me as a bandurist.
I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule Extended on Nash Holos featured bandurist Charlie Sakuma.
is a group called the Canadian Banduras Capella, and that, of course, is the instrument that Charlie plays. And this is a Toronto-based group, which is under the artistic direction of Victor Michello. And the song is from their first CD, which is just self-titled. And the song was Oitam Kolomlena, which means near the mill. And just an explanation of the song from the liner notes of the CD. It explains that this is a humorous song from Bukovina about a villager who, traveling in his cart, he sees a young girl. And suddenly his cart falls apart. Now that wouldn't have been such a tragedy if only the girl had been much more attractive. Which, actually, when you think about it, it's kind of shallow, isn't it? But, oh well, I didn't write the song, I just played it for you. And up next is another song for you, and it is called Oy Khmelyu Zhmi Khmelyu. Now the word Khmelyu comes from the Ukrainian word Khmel, which means hops, as in the stuff that they make beer with, in addition to barley, of course. Now, according to Oresya, my Ukrainian cultural consultant in Winnipeg, hops grow on racks or supports, like they're a vine, and they spread. And there are fields and fields of these large slanted racks in Ukraine. And I can tell you from personal experience that Ukrainian beer can give Molson Canadian a good run for its money. And so anyways, Oresya explained to me the question in the song, like most Ukrainian songs, begins with a metaphor from nature. Okhmelyu, where did you spend the winter that you did not spread? As in, spread like how hop spreads on those racks in the fields, like a vine. And then in the second verse, O son of mine, where did you spend the night that you didn't even take your shoes off? Now he's seeing a widow, which in Ukrainian tradition in days gone by was a bad thing, because the popular belief was that widows' hearts are like the winter sun. They give light but do not warm. So in this song, as in real life back in the day, widows really get a bad rap. Nothing like blaming the victim. But back to hops and the title of this song. Now it really, really, really loses in the translation, as they say. Oh hops, my hops. Right. See what I mean? Kind of like saying, oh alfalfa, my alfalfa. Or oh hay, my hay. Or some other equally useful or mundane plant. Now, Orisha tells me that Ukrainians talk to trees, birds, the earth, plants, and the dead, even. So talking to a bunch of hops is not really a big deal, but still. Somehow, talking to hops just isn't particularly poetic, especially to non-Ukrainian. Maybe if you've been living in or grew up in an agrarian society, you could relate to it, but otherwise, Now, incidentally, or perhaps coincidentally, the word for inebriated in Ukrainian also derives from the word hops, which is kind of odd because when it comes to copious consumption of alcohol by Ukrainians, horilka or vodka comes to mind as the beverage of choice more so than beer. Although when I was in Kiev a couple of years ago, you could buy cans of beer from street-side vendors on every corner, like you buy ice cream or hot dogs here, and we're talking jumbo-sized cans. But I digress again. Please forgive me. I couldn't help myself. Anyway, in this song, hops is just another plant in one of the many musical metaphors in Ukrainian folklore. So here now is a group called Express and Oy Khmelyu Zhmi Khmelyu. Enjoy.
Oy Khmelyu Zhmi Khmelyu. Oh,
ці, що сватати буду. Ночував я у тої вдовиці, що сватати буду. Ой, хмелю, уж мій хмелю, хмелю зелененький, де ж ти, хмелю, зиму зимував, що й не розвивався? Де ж ти, хмелю, зиму зимував, що й не
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. that was the Volyn Ukrainian Song and Dance Company from Volyn, Ukraine, a region in Ukraine. And it is from their self-titled CD. And the song was called Kurochka, which means chicken. And that is a song about chickens and geese and ducks and turkeys and all kinds of different farm animals. So kind of the Ukrainian version of Old MacDonald Had a Farm, but with just a little bit more character and color. And I don't know about you, but I kind of prefer that version to Old MacDonald. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Radio. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ website, which is pcjmedia.com. And you can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the local Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com. And that, of course, is NASHHOLOS. Nejo Mishkinchila Nasha Protamo, our time together is just about up, but before I leave you, I have some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Хто має добре серце, тому і життя легше. And our proverb of the week translates as life is easy for a person with a generous heart. Well, that about wraps up our program, so I'll leave you with one last tune, and it will be by the Playboy Band from Edmonton, and their version of a Kolomeka, it's a medley, and they call it the Playboy Kolomeka. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.